You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about their experiences of traveling on a budget. Task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H what advice each speaker gives about cutting costs, traveling, and living away for months on a budget. Task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H the advantages each speaker has found about this way of traveling. While you listen, you must complete both tasks.
Speaker 1. It depends on what you mean by travel. One form of travel is where you save up and then spend, trying to aggressively cut costs. However, there's a second way of traveling, which I discovered during my trip, where you earn while you travel. Turns out it's a far more interesting way to travel as well, as you are forced to immerse yourself into the local culture. For instance, I have a friend who took up a job in Korea for a year and has been traveling across Asia while working.
Speaker 2. There are many ways to spend well under $100 a day. You just need to adjust your expectations a little. When I was in Bangkok, I stayed in a couch surfing house with people who had been hanging out there for 6 months or more. That's completely free, although they helped out with chores and pitched in some cash for shared meals. Later, I stayed in a guest house in Chiang Mai that mostly housed foreigners for long-term stays. We were paying no more than $10 per night for two people, and they had a discount on that for staying much longer.
Speaker 3.
I did a fair amount of travelling for a span of about 3 years. I personally financed my travels through playing poker on a professional level. I could do so essentially anywhere with internet access on my laptop. Of course, this is a rare outlier.
Speaker 4. Priorities. I travel a lot. Well, I did before COVID-19. I prioritize experiences over possessions. For example, I don't own a car. I don't wear expensive clothes. I live in suburban Portland with my girlfriend and her other boyfriend, so my housing is cheap. Even if you don't have a lot of money, travel is accessible simply by getting rid of your car. Monthly car payments mean you can travel instead.
Speaker 5. I've been traveling for 27 months now. I kept my job. First, I convinced them to let me work remotely from home. Then I moved to a new city. Victoria, I'm from Vancouver, Canada. Just a couple hours away. I worked remotely there for another 3 years, and I proved I was more productive working remotely, and that it wouldn't be a hassle for my company. Since then, I've been to 17 countries, and number 18 happens in about 18 hours from now. Laos, from Thailand. My office job I now do part-time, 15 to 20 hours a week, editing captions and subtitles for movies and films, and the rest of the time I'm chasing freelance writing. But my life isn't playing tourist every day. With 40 hours of work a week, sometimes more, I'm lucky if I play tourist once a week, but that city becomes home for a month.